right, y'all. So, yes, it's rare. This is not Wednesday and this is not Saturday. This is motherfucking Thursday. And this is Loud Mouth Stereo. My name is Shan and that is Greg from Young Black and Bothered. You can find my ass on She Gets It Podcast, all right? Now, we giving you a hot 60 topic, meaning we getting off this bitch at 10 o'clock, all right? But in the meantime, y'all got us with this topic. And the topic is, can you come back after the break? And the break is like that break that you take in, like, it could be like 3 months into a relationship, 6 months into a relationship with somebody, and just like, I need a break. You're getting on my nerves. We yelling a little bit more. I'm not happy here. I don't like the way your head looks right now. I've been looking at your overbite and it's bothering me. I just need a break because I'm starting to nitpick dumb shit, right? And I don't know about you, Greg, because you're married now, but if you could think back, have you ever taken a break in a relationship that you were in? And why?
A few times. But the thing is, like, when you sent me over the docket, I was thinking about, like, was it a break or did I, like, kind of give up? But they were still hoping that, like, it was still a thing. So
that could be a reason, though.
Yeah. So if that's the case, that's definitely happened where I was kind of over the situation, but they were under the assumption that it was a break. So we've definitely done that. I wasn't, you know, too thrilled about it because, like, It wasn't a break for me. It was like, okay, we stopped fucking with each other. I stopped fucking with you. And you're still around. So it just became a thing. I was like, all right, well, we can hook up. Yeah, it was like a convenience thing for me. So it's like, since you're around and we already know each other, like, I'll play along, but I'm already over you.
And that's been worse than already, I already know you, puss.
I'm telling you. Oh, my God. Top tier.
Oh, my God. Okay. So I've taken a break in a relationship that was odd to me. So, like, you know how you, like, you talk to different people and you just say, you know what, bitch? Well, you don't say it to yourself, but I say this to myself. Let's try something different. Let's try something that we wouldn't initially go for and see how it works, right? Mm-hmm. Something that doesn't have any drama in it. Something that doesn't have a third wheel attached. Something that doesn't include outside babies. Somebody that's really, like, on their shit and just wants to be in a relationship also, right? So I don't that shit with somebody that should have remained a friend, and I let them graduate to something else. And I started, like, compromising the shit that I wanted out of a man for the shit that he gave. And that was my fuck up. So, like, there were character, I'm not gonna say they're flaws. I mean, they might be okay for some other woman, but there are things character-wise in a man that I needed that I knew he couldn't provide. So when those instances would happen where I would see the problem, I will instantly cover it up with something that he's good at so I can stay around. And it worked for a little bit, and then it was like this overwhelming feeling of, like, Chantal, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you will not feel secure with this guy ever.
Nope.
You will always feel like if y'all was somewhere and some man wanted to tap on your booty, he would have been like, but was your booty really close to him though? Maybe he just, you know, breezed past it. And I can't be with nobody like that who's instantly avoiding what's
confrontation,
you know what I'm saying? And I was like, I can't feel like I have to defend myself while I'm with my man. And that's kind of what I felt like in that relationship. So I kept convincing myself. I just got like, I made like this bullshit reason. I was like, hey, I think we need a break. I don't know. And I took off his apartment key off my key ring and I gave it to him. And I was like, don't worry about my stuff at your apartment. You can just throw it in the trash.
Oh, no.
It was so dramatic, but I just didn't know what to do to be like, nigga. I don't know how to tell you that there's nothing wrong with you, but you're wrong for me without hurting your feelings. I couldn't tell him that.
You know, that is one of the hardest conversations to have, though.
Boy!
Just try to tell somebody. Oh, go ahead.
So. Yeah, I couldn't do it, Greg. So I met about on some it's not you, it's me type shit.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes it is you, but you're still just like, oh, you know, it's me like 10%, but like the other 90, it's all you. But I'll take the blame if I can get rid of you. Like, yes. This ain't working.
Yeah. So eventually I broke up with him. I took a break and he was fucking like lost. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, we didn't have no arguments. It wasn't no beef. It was just out of the blue. Like, I can't do this. And it was like, I think it was like a week and a half, Greg. I couldn't even hang. I started to feel bad. I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, why are you killing something before it actually has to die? You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, sometimes you just have to, like, you know, take the horse out back and just shoot it. Because if you
I should have did, but I went back. And I tried to convince myself that it could work. And then whenever it came to, like, time for us to fuck, I would purposely think about somebody else so I could get through it.
Oh, my Lord.
And when...
See.
When it came, like the standard boyfriend girlfriend shit, I let it go. I let it happen in his world, and then on my side, it was like, you know, I'm not introducing it to my people. Yep. You know, you just my person over there.
Yeah. But honestly, like, sometimes you have to kind of, like, die with the lie. You got to be like, you know what? Like, I know what you mean to me, but you don't. And it's better that you don't, because then they become, like, the moment you tell them the truth, they become super fucking clingy. And they start doing things and changing their behavior. So it's sometimes better just, like, to let that person be happy with what they think is the idea of you and them. Mm-hmm. And then just be like, you know what? I'm actually already over the situation. I just haven't figured out a way to, like, remedy them from my life. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let, like, you know, it die out and fizzle out, and hopefully they recognize it. And, you know, for me, I was probably the king of that shit, because it started with, you know, the text messages. Those would die off. And then, like, the phone calls, because I was one of those, like, old school, like, you know, I'll still call you if I have conversation. We would do that. And then I would just randomly just be busy in times that I didn't need to be busy. It's like, oh, do you want to go to dinner on Tuesday? It's like, you know what? I actually got homework. And I'm like, oh, I haven't been in school for like 3 years. Why the fuck am I telling this person I got homework? You know, just shit like that. So, yeah.
Not the homework.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Like, that was just like, you know, never... This is some I'm gonna play these messages after this, but this is some, like, don't convince yourself that somebody is your person if you feel like this is not it. They're good. They're okay. I like the fact that they're true to themselves, but if they're not for you, then they're not for you. And don't beat yourself down to make somebody fit in with you where they don't belong, because that shit be pointless at the end of the day. Like, I really put effort in to someone who I hated their fuck faces.
Oh, you missed a tweet then. I'm sorry, but before I'm not gonna go on a tangent. All I'm gonna say is there was two tweets back to back that were trending. I'm gonna send them to you. The one tweet was, what is your orgasm face? And the second one is like, do you make noises when you orgasm, or are you a quiet person who orgasms? So that just when you mentioned the, like, you know, his sex face, it was like, it definitely reminded me of that tweet. So
I hated it.
Wait, so was he like the face? Like, can you have to describe the face now?
The face was like, it was like I was hurting him.
Ooh. So it's like his I'm about to nut face is like if he like stuck his leg on the edge of the bed.
Is like, oh my gosh, my dick is broke.
Oh no.
Yes. And then after he would nut, he would just like come out and then he would curl up in the fetal position.
Oh my
god. It was horrible.
Oh my god. Oh, let me find out he was sucking his thumb after he nut. He was like, hey, by the way.
I'm just like, whose man is this? Come get him.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was bad. Let me put these messages.
Good listener, huh? That's a good one. Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, this shit's crazy, though. Like, who's hooking up with who? Because the whole fucking world experienced similar serenades today. Like, what is this shit, man?
What do you mean?
I'm hoping he stay on topic because it's starting to trail off. You know, we're trying to stay on topic tonight, bro.
So, wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't want none of that. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I am. I'm a very single person. I have one daughter.
Yes.
That I'm going for. And he does too, but he gets to see every bit of her. You know what I mean? I don't. So, that's not my daughter, but I know how close he is to what's going on right now.
This is spicy. I don't even know what he's talking about, but right. I'm going with it. I'm riding with it.
I want to get on board.
Well, something that has drama in it and third wheel attached. I don't have drama or third wheel attached to my life. And to get this like clear and clarity all the way out there, name and everything. My name is Andrew Joe, CORDOVA. None of y'all guys really know who I am because you're not on the side of stereo that I'm on. I'm on more of the direct theory of stereo, but to have an account that's blocked for 1,000 hours must say a lot to some people when they get mad.
What?
Why is your
account blocked?
How did you get your account blocked, bro?
Long do you know your account was blocked for?
Yo, Stereo is doing that to people now, having them get blocked for 1,000. How do you just tell somebody, like, how did that arbitrary number just come out of, hey, by the way, 1,000? Like, what? Hey, now, let me go. Yeah, we need to go ahead and protest that one. Stereo, I need you to fix that. Because he seemed like a nice dude. He ain't said nothing, you know, crazy yet.
Holy shit, now I know who this person is. You know what I mean? That's coming out for a dude named Desmond.
What?
I believe, you know. That's a very close name to me. I don't know that person very well, but that's very close.
Okay. Spanish coach, I'm lost. What are we talking about?
Yeah, I'm going to give him two more voicemails. That's it. Two more.
But I'm the good person. I'm a good person. Shit. I'm the good guy. The good guy that is the good guy. Like, that gets all the backboards.
Okay. All right. I'm done here. So, I'm lost. But, okay. And then the second time that I took a break, it was because I actually wanted to try a legit one-on-one relationship. Mm-hmm. Not a relationship with somebody who kind of has somebody, but not really. Like, I wanted a person that was coming on the same level as me, so I would try relationships. So whenever the relationship for real, I would put my old person on the back burner, and they hated that shit. But to me, you really wasn't on the back burner because you had a bitch.
Why is it, you want to know what's funny is the people who say shit like you're putting them on the back burner, they already have tangible shit already. It's like you can't have attention from all, like, everybody can't give you equal attention, bro. Like, and you know, me, when I was out here doing shit, I've done that before, to be completely honest, where it's like, yo, I know I'm talking to somebody, but I have somebody, but why aren't you giving me the attention? Mm-hmm. And the reason why I did that is because, like, at that time, the person I was actually with wasn't giving me the attention I wanted, so I had to go and get it elsewhere. But then I knew why I was doing that shit, and I knew, you know, I can't kind of monopolize your time. But from what I'm getting from what you're saying, it's like, yo, he wanted you, and he still what do you call it, that statement? He wanted his cake and eat it too. You want to call it that? Which that like. But
you know what? Like, for a long time, I was okay with that shit because I was busy and I never, I learned to enjoy not having somebody that was for me every day, which is a con now because I'm single as fuck. And if I wanted a relationship today, I don't want to see that person every day. Mm-hmm. So I've been like trained by that one person to enjoy not seeing the person I like to be around every fucking day. So now it's kind of like, now I have to find somebody who's okay with, sir, I want to see you when I want to see you, but when I don't want to see you, it's not that you did anything wrong. I just don't want to see you.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds weird as fuck.
Yeah, but the way you're saying that, like, that is, it's simple and it's like direct and to the point. A lot of people don't do that. There are a lot of people who just like, oh, well, you know, when we spend time together, like, we spend time together. And it's like, but that's so surface level because it's like, yeah, like, you go to work and you're not with that person. So it's not the same way. But you have to, the way you just displayed it and the way you said it is how men want that said to them. I'm just telling you that as a guy, you know, I would rather a woman say, hey, when we're together, we're together, you know, in that aspect. Because I get the gist of it. I'm an adult. But when we're not, I'm doing my own fucking thing. Like, that is a more commendable, respectable approach to it versus, you know, pulling the, hey, guess what? We're together, you know, in an aspect. But there's, like, a little, like, caveat to every little thing. So,
yeah. And when you say, like, when we're together, we're together. When we're not, you know, I'm doing my own thing. It's not I'm fucking other people. It's I need time. I need time and space to miss you. I need time and space to not have you here. That way, when we do get back together again, I actually want to absorb your everything, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't understand that. So when I did take breaks away from that person, it was when I wanted to be fully into a new relationship or anything. So the ongoing joke has always been that, like, oh, you always get rid of me when you get a new boyfriend. That's number one. What I look like having you linger around when you have a person this whole time.
Yo, that's always scared me when people get offended at the fact that it's like, yo, like, that's the safer approach to it. It's like, yo, I'm kind of happy right now. And yes, we have fun. And if this doesn't last, and you know for a fact I'm coming back to you, but if you're going to be a bitch about it because I'm trying to be happy at the moment, then you never get it. And that's that quote where, you know, women say it a lot, where, like, dudes, like, talk themselves out of pussy all the time. That's ranked, like, number four in reasons why men can't get pussy. Is because of that. Like, the girl that they were fucking, the woman that they were fucking, the girl ends up getting a man or something like that that she's dating. And for some unknown reason, instead of saying, you know what? Yeah, they're together. They're happy. Let me go ahead. And you know what? Let me just go back to the person I was already fucking that she was completely fine with.
Have, like, real life temper tantrums. Some of them go out their way to, you know, find your person on social media and just be trolls. Some of them blatantly, like, call you back to back to back to back to back to back, knowing damn well like you're with this person. For what though?
Yeah.
We're not together. We're not going to be together. You clearly have always shown that you can't be with one person in a relationship. You feel like you should have more. So I can't be like, I'm trying to make you my person. No, because you feel like you should have people.
Exactly.
And my thing is like, I don't feel like I should have people. Like a lot of women be like, yeah, you know, I got to keep my roster just in case, or I got to, you know, have backup just in case. I'm not that woman. Mm-hmm. When I give my time and my attention to a man, it's for you. Ain't nobody yeah. I'm texting. Ain't nobody I'm sitting on the phone with for 4 hours. Ain't nobody else I'm sending nudes to. I'm not going to lunch with nobody. It's you. And if it ain't you, it ain't you.
Yeah. I think my issue with people who talk about having a roster, they be having a roster and they be thinking that everybody can play the same position. Like when you watch football, you know for a fact there's a running back, there's a quarterback, but you don't ask the running back to throw the ball. So when I see women and men too, but you know, I told you I only deal with women, when they're like, oh, you know, I have to keep my roster just in case he fucks up. It's like, yeah, but you're expecting every dude that you talk to on your roster to do the exact same fucking thing. And it don't work that way. And, you know, there's one girl, I can't say her name on here, but, you know, she will tell you, she's like, yeah, I always have four guys I talk to. And the way she portrayed it to me was the guy that she's actually, you know, attracted to and wants, but he currently has a situation. The guy that she's actually dating in the interim, but she's not completely happy with him. The guy that she used to fuck that at any time that she needed it, he can call, what do you call it? Like she can call him. That's and the much. One that, yeah. And, you know, number four was the guy that has been in the friend zone and he'll take her places and do things with her, but she knows she's not putting out for him. And I was like, yo, like you do all of that. You have four different guys like vying for your life, you know, your lifeline for a relationship. It's like, but for what though? Like, are you, I don't want to say, are you happy? Because that kind of, you know, it's kind of disrespectful, but it's like,
it's not,
do
it's
you awesome. Need that?
It's like yeah, a lot of women that do that shit, they're never happy.
Yeah. But they go on like, you know, social media, stuff like that. And they portray being happy because it sounds cool to a bunch of fucking strangers. Like, yo, like, you know, I got four dudes that want to fuck with me. But it's like, yeah, they want to fuck with you. But the key word there is fuck with you. Like, they don't want to get with you. They don't want to date you, like, for real, for real. They want what they want. Now, there is going to be, you know, some caveats. There's going to be that guy who wants that relationship. Like, you know, like you were saying, Shan, earlier, there will be people who want relationships. But those are usually the really clingy motherfucker who's like, yo, like, if you would just, like, ease up just a little bit and allow me to like you the way you like me, then, yeah, the relationship would work. But it never works that way. Never works that way.
People don't wait for the reciprocation of people and their feelings. They want to throw all of their feelings onto people and hope that shit stick.
Yeah.
That shit be, like, repulsive sometimes. Like, ew. I know it, like, as soon as I tell him I'm off today, then man could be like, so we gonna do this, this, and this. No, I'm off today. If you would like to see me, you can ask, but don't make my day plans for me just because I told you I was off today.
Yeah. That's crazy to think. Damn, like, I did not realize we got to the point where, well, you know what? I've been out of the game, so I don't even have a dog
right.
to fight.
You're I'm not supposed like, whatever. To, but yeah, a lot of these dudes are super aggressive, super like, you know, I just want to come see you. I just need this. Yeah, I know you're talking to somebody, but you know, but I miss you though. Can you just pick up the phone? No, I'm with the person I'm with in my face. I'm not answering the phone for you.
Yeah. So let me ask you, like, do you feel like when men start showing those insecurities, like all those examples you just gave, is that like a high priority for you to like instantly want to take a break from them? Like if they start saying like, oh, I know you're talking to somebody else. I know you got other dudes on your line and shit like that. Are you like, you know what? That's a red flag for me. You kind of needy. You get kind of pushy.
It's not even like a red flag for me. It's just like, I reiterate, like, you know, we weren't doing anything. Mm-hmm. There was never any titles, you know. What is this neediness? Where is this?
Yeah.
What is it? Because you don't want shit. So what is it? And it's more so like some men don't want to be told you can't at this time anymore. You can't, we can't go out together. You can't pull up when you want to anymore. Now there's boundaries. And they start to get into their tantrums. Like, mm-hmm. No, there was never no boundaries before. Like, who is this nigga? I'm like, why does it matter? Then they start asking for names. What's their name? Where you know him from? What does he do? It doesn't matter what he does. He's not you. He's not you. And you have to be okay with the fact that you don't want anything more than what was already done. And we already did what we did. So what is a problem now? And a lot of times a problem just be people don't want to take breaks because they don't want to know that you are no longer an option.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, like, you're always an option if you act right. Like, if you act right, honestly, you're always an option. But when, at least for me, like, as long as you're just, like, being the person that I met that I was attracted to and you just continuously are that person, but you're just improving on being that person, then I'm fucking with you. But the moment you start showing, like, chinks in your armor, I'm starting to look at you like, yo, like, you presented to me a completely different person. Yeah. And I didn't agree to those terms. I don't want that. Like, I would much rather just, like, be done with you. So, you know, I guess, like, bringing it, like, full circle about, like, you know, coming back after a break, like, that's a break for me. Like, once I start realizing, like, what you presented to me and what you had, you know, in front of me as a contract, a verbal contract, I don't want that no more. Like, you came off as, like, somebody who's not needy, not pushy, and, you know how to, when we spend time, we spend time, when we don't, we don't. That was what I wanted. Mm-hmm. But this new shit, once you start feeling entitled to me because, you know, we had some type of rapport, some sexual, like, you know, relationship or something like that, then I have to ease up because it's like, yo, like, maybe I gave you a little bit too much. So in order to, you know, relinquish that, I have to step away. And when I step away, that means I'm taking a break. But it can't just be me taking a break. We are taking a break, which means you have to go and evaluate you, meaning that you have to try to figure out on your own without asking me, without trying to tell me, hey, you know, why are we taking a break? You should already know. The reason why I'm taking this break is, you know what? I was kind of being a little bit passive aggressive. I was like being a little bit needy. I was saying things I didn't need to say. And that self-reflection is something that a lot of people need to do when they take breaks. But what they do is they don't want to take breaks. They want to go and still have contact. They still want to ask questions. It's like, yo, like, what if I just honestly just didn't want to deal with you at that point, but I'm trying to be nice and not like tell you, like, leave me the fuck alone. You can figure it out at that point.
Sometimes you can't be nice.
Mm-mm. You shouldn't be nice. And, you know, especially if that's how you feel, because, you know, Shan, for a fact, like, if you try to tell them exactly how you feel, you know, it's going to break their heart or it's going to upset them. But it's also going to drag on a conversation you really don't want to have at that point. So it's like, you know what? Just if you just leave me alone, I'm actually saving you the hassle of having your feelings hurt. So it's OK. Just take the break. The break could be a week. It could be a month, or honestly, we could just be completely done. But that's on you. If you give me enough time to try to, like, figure it out and take that break that I need for me, then guess what? Like, I may come back to you. But if I don't, then just take it on the chin and just roll with that. It's going to be okay. There are plenty of... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It was just... You know when somebody's having, like, a whole tantrum that you actually tried to have a relationship with someone different, and then they just find out for whatever, and then you start to explain, but then you start to tell yourself, like, I don't owe you shit. And if you was really about your business, I would have never had to try a different relationship. But because you were fucked up, I tried a different relationship, and then they want to know why the shit didn't work. And then you begin to tell them like, this is why it didn't work. And then they'd be like, so that, see, that's why you should never did X, Y, and Z in the first place. That's kind of like telling somebody, just because you have an opportunity to do something that you wanted, you should not go for it.
Yeah.
You can't tell nobody when they don't have nothing holding them back from trying. So if I tried a relationship and it didn't work, and now the fact that it didn't work, you feel like, oh, let me throw it in your face why you should never try. I'm not about to sit here and tell you all the pros of that person. One, because that's not my person no more. Two, because even if I do tell you the pros of that person that are not the pros of you, it doesn't matter, but it's going to make you feel a way.
Yep.
It, like, stop asking about people who are not relevant. Stop asking about why people tried relationships or took breaks when you are probably the main cause of that break being taken.
I want to do a call to action. I've never done this before, but you know, I want to ask some of the people. I'm gonna shout a couple people out. So shout out to Cammy, Chrissy. We have Chris, aka Pretty Girl Rock, and we have Black as Love. More specifically, there are four women right now who are, you know, just listening to the show. I want to get their opinion on this. Like, have they ever actually been in a situation where, like Shannon said, like, you know, you needed the break, but pretty much like they didn't want to take it and they didn't know how to, like, because it, for me as a guy, it's a completely different thing. And I don't want to, like, you know, try to monopolize the time on the show this week. You know, I usually do that, but I want to, like, hear from the women that are in the audience and be like, yo, like, do y'all have these circumstances? Because I hear it way too often, but I never actually get to hear like the context of like why they needed to take the break. It's usually like, hey, I took a break from him, but it's never a but. It's always just like, yo, I took a break. And then, you know, it kind of like stopped because it's usually the same scenario of, oh, well, he started to get really clingy or the sex was bad, the sex was weak, blah, blah, blah. I want to hear from y'all. So hopefully, you know, y'all can tell us like, you know, the answer to our question, like, can you come back after the break? Like, would you? And why?
Who's gonna speak? I will say, if you figure out a reason to break, don't ever go back, because it's nobody's ever fully invested on the second go around.
Never. Like, If you have to take a break, like you already had one foot out of the door to begin with. But I'm gonna let the ladies talk, because you know me, I'll talk for an hour. So go ahead, we got the voicemail already. So let's go.
Let's see who we got.
Hey, Chan is my name, and Greg, how you doing? The question of the day is: can you come back after the break? Well, being that I am raised by old school people, there's no such thing as a break. So either we're broken up or we're together. Either we're married or we're not. Either we're single or we have a boyfriend or girlfriend. It's no breaks. Let me tell you what breaks means to me. To me, a break means that you're looking at something else and you think the grass is greener on the other side. Ain't no grass greener on the other side. So if you don't want me, let me go, and let me go find somebody who's going to love me for me. That's the problem. That is the problem. There's no such thing as a break. People trying to justify stuff. No, either you with me or you ain't. Either you love me or you're not.
Yeah, we need to call her up on stage. We need to call her up on stage because I feel like she has more to say. I feel like she has more to say. So, you know, I don't know if we've ever done this though, Shane, like, because I don't know how it works, but maybe like if we have her come up on stage and we'll give people like, you know, a couple minutes to honestly just like have the same perspective as her, where they can like get this shit off and then they can go back down to the audience. I know it's not like Clubhouse, but that would be dope. Just like have them come in and explain instead of just going and having to play the voicemails. They can just get all their thoughts out in like one cohesive like way. So.
Hello. Hi, how are you? Good, and you?
Yeah.
This is my first time hearing y'all, so I'm Black as Love or whatever. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Loudmouth.
Hey, I think y'all probably been in my lives. If you ever heard of Malika Bias, yeah, Ebenezer Scrooge. So
yeah, I agree. Would you agree that people who get separated in their marriage and get back together is a
good thing? I don't. Well, I can give you an example for myself. I've been married, and I got a divorce. And I got a divorce because if you call yourself the head of the household, be the head.
Yeah.
So I got a divorce. It couldn't work. And, you know, it was other things, too. You know, drugs was involved. And I ain't got time for that. But okay. Then when I gave myself a 2-year break. And then when I went back into the dating world, I was dating this younger, like 3 years younger, this guy. And then one day he was like, oh, can we take a break? I said, no, can we break up? What? Is the word. And then he said, huh? And I said, huh? And I said, you young motherfuckers. I said it just like I said it. I said, I'm not raised that way. I was raised with old school parents. My parents, they was married until my father died. So that was their break. The death is what gave them the break. Not, oh, because I'm looking on the other side and I think I see something better than you.
Yeah.
No. That ain't it. So when he said, oh, can we take a break? I said, no, we could break up. Have a good day. Click up. It wasn't 24 hours. He was like, can we get back together? No. Make up your mind. You want the breakup or you want to stay. There's no in between. See, the millennials, they adding stuff to this shit. Nah, fuck that. Fuck that.
Yep.
Nah, ain't no in between. Either you love me or you don't. Or if it's something I'm doing wrong, you can sit down and say, well, you know what? For right now, I feel like, you know, it's no communication. It's no this. It's no that. Why can't we have a talk like two adults? Yeah. We don't have to take a break. We can have a conversation. And then I need to fix what I need before I lose you or vice versa. Break. I wish a nigga would. And you know what's funny? To this day, now we've been broken up since 2016. He's still chasing me to this day. I said, bro, we're done. I done moved on twice after him.
Damn. He mad.
And I'm already showing you that I don't want you back. And then my question is, if you come back, what are you bringing to the table? Nothing. That's another problem. Nothing. He was like, oh, that's not relevant. What you mean?
That's not relevant. That's the thing. Like, as a guy, like, whenever we go back, because I've been there, like, if you go back, you're going back is because, you know, you're familiar with that and you're hoping that they notice, like, you didn't really change. You're the same person. You're just, like, a year removed or, you know, time removed from the last time y'all interacted. And us, man, we do that shit so often. It's like, you know what? Like, maybe if I disappear for like 9 months, I go on a hiatus and I come back, she'll still want me. And a lot of women will fall for that shit. They honestly will.
The thing is, with this dude here, you still home with your mother sucking on her titties.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You in and out of jobs. You can't keep a job. So what can you do for Black is Love that I can't do for myself? That's the question of the day. And that's where all women and men need to sit back in the mirror and say, what can this motherfucker do for me that I can't do for me? I can pay my own bills. I can take care of my kid. I don't need you. By my nose, go stay at your mother's house where you've been all your life. You're about to be almost 40 and you're still with your mama kissing her ass. Then you might as well go fuck your mother.
Oh, see. Oh, now you're talking. That's mad spicy. I love it. I love it.
No, I'm not, because my thing is, I'm in December, I'm going to be 40 years old. Do you think I got time for child's play? If I want child's play, I turn on motherfucking Chucky and watch his ass on HBO.
Not Chucky, though.
That's the problem. God. Nobody is checking nobody. Everybody is just dealing with shit as it flow. No.
Yep.
It's either or.
Absolutely.
And I'm getting too old. I ain't got time. That break shit. I wish a nigga would come me a break.
I always say, people, if somebody takes the time to check you, that means they care. The issue is a lot of people out here don't care about each other, so nobody gets checked.
Yeah. So, you know, thank you again, Black is Love, for coming up on stage. We got two more voicemails. I'm going to play these while you're on stage, if that's okay.
Okay, no problem.
All right, one second.
I take a break as a break up. That's it, period. And then, girl, you better get you a new man or something like that. And that's period.
How you feel about that?
Oh, be by yourself. You can be by yourself. You can be by yourself. And then, like, and then the problem is with him, he didn't like the fact that we dated in 15, we broke up in 16, then we broke up for a year and a half, and then I met somebody. He got mad, I moved on. And then he tried to, like, he wanted to do some narcissistic shit, some vindictive shit. So I was like, oh, I got a fix for you. I got some boys for you. So we ain't gonna worry about that. And then that it calmed down. And then when we was gonna make it work again, all of a sudden he goes, oh, I'm having problems at home, so I can't be in a relationship. So I said, okay, when you walk this time, ain't no coming back.
How do you have problems at home when you live at home with your mama? Like that?
Because your mother, the problem with the mother is that she wants his money. So if the mama wants all the money, then what can you do for me? You can't take me to the movies. You can't take me out on dates. We can't go on vacation. And you sure ain't using my motherfucking money.
Didn't we talk? Well, I don't know.
Yes, we did. No, we did.
You have to be able to afford the luxury of being in a relationship with a grown-up. That's not something you can do when you sleeping on somebody else's couch or you don't have your own foundation. You can't do that because that would be rude for him to be in his mama's house and having enough time and money to lounge around and date women when you're not even man enough to be in your own shit.
And then you're not even showing me that you an adult. So how can you show me that you can pay bills by yourself? You're sharing the bills with your mama. That ain't paying the bills. You need to show me struggle. I mean, not struggle, but you need to show me that, you know, I'm by myself. He don't have no kids. So my thing is, get you a studio apartment, pay your rent, pay your phone bill, do what you gotta do, and then that can prove to me that you can be a head of a household. But as long as you sucking your mama breast, you ain't gonna learn shit. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Fellas who is listening, you know, live on the podcast or live on stereo, there is a distinct difference between somebody's son and a mama's boy. So just be clear. just be clear. Cause I see that shit all the time. Like, oh, like, you know, when, you know, the memes about, like, oh, you know, me and somebody's son, it's like, yeah, it's okay to be somebody's son, but just don't be the mama's boy.
And like, that's just like me. I have a son, right? And my son, he's 12 years old. He got more money than some people that got jobs. Mm-hmm. Because why? I'm teaching him how to be a man, number one. Two, I'm teaching him about credit. I'm teaching him about taxes because I do taxes. So my thing is, he not going to be sucking my titties at no 37 years old. I'm sorry. You going to get the hell up out of here. Because then what you going to do? Bring the girls in the room?
There are some grown men that do that, but that's another thing. Women who baby their sons too long and then think, oh, when they turn 16, they about to turn into some young man with manners and assertiveness and a go-getter's mentality. No.
And you gotta put that in their mind when it came out the womb. Like when he came out the womb, I was like, look, little baby, you ain't gonna be on the streets, you ain't gonna be doing no drugs, you're gonna get your freaking education, and you're gonna get a career. And it's listen to what I said. I said career. I didn't say job.
Mm-hmm.
A career is forever. A job is a right now. temporary. That's another problem. People don't understand them two words. They are not the same. So, hey, he already know, because he got 5 more years. He going to be going off to college. I'm not going to be there with you when you staying on campus, washing your clothes and keeping your room clean. And I'm not going to be there for that. So you start them when they young, you know, when they 2 years old, you give them a rag and you teach them how to dust. Then when they get 8 years old, you put a step stool in the kitchen. You going to boil you this water. You going to learn how to cook. Oh, yeah, I ain't playing them games. Now, I ain't raising no. Can't do it.
Facts. No. Well, hold on. We got 2 more voicemails, Black is Love, and then we're going to let you go back to the state. I guess we call that shit the gulag or whatever they call that shit. So, whatever they call this thing. Yeah. So,
okay.
Shendo, let me see. I'll press the button 1 second.
What's going on, panel? What's going on, Black is Love? How are you doing, beautiful?
Hi, Alex. He's been in my live before.
Yeah,
he's been in my live before.
I take a break from a male or female as you found somebody else that you want to be with, and now you want to try to explore that option to see if that's where you want to be at. And if it don't pans out, you want to come running back to where you know is normal for you. Trust me, I've been on that. I've never said I want to take a break, but I have had girls say they want to take breaks with me and end up being with somebody they probably always was talking to while they was talking to me.
See that? See? Nah.
Now, you know what? You know what's funny? Like, I want to hear a little bit more from Alex. Like, we've never done this before on Loudmouth, where we call people up on stage and just make them, not explain themselves, but more so like get a perspective that's not, Greg and Shan, because we just do the shows by ourselves. So, Alex, if he wants to come on, it would be nice, because we've definitely heard you, Black is Love, and I want you, to stay on stage for a minute, because I want to hear what Alex has to say, and hopefully, the ladies, both Shan and you can, give a little bit of perspective and response to what he has to say. So if he wants to come on stage, come on up, bro. I would love to hear his perspective.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah. But
Chan, you okay over there? You quiet. Yeah.
I'm reflecting on this break shit. I really want to ask people who did take a break and then go back to a person, did it make it better or worse? I just feel like if a person is not evolving, it didn't make it any better. It probably weakened the connection. But if a person, let's say, had a drug habit, went through rehab, worked through their shit and their trauma, and then became better 5 years later, and then y'all meet later in life, and then y'all talk, and you feel like this person has gotten their growth. Could that break have helped?
Right. And just like with today, we had an argument because he called me and was like, I'm going to be honest, I want you back. I said, look, I have not dated you since 16. Well, when we tried it again in 17. I said, you only want me back because you see me happy.
Yep.
That's funny. And I said, because you're miserable as fuck, now you're like, oh, I want to interrupt everything. And oh, he be buying you gifts. And I said, damn, you monitoring. Now, mind you, we're not on Facebook together. So, which means because he's going on my Facebook page.
Oh my God.
And he's literally being a stalker. So if I post a picture or something, it's like, oh, he got it at. Oh, I see this. Oh, I see that. And then he was like, oh, I see the picture on your profile page of you and him laying in the bed together. I said, because that's mine. It's not yours. So you sound like a hater.
Fellas, y'all.
And then when I asked him the question, I said, what can you bring to the table? When he said, that don't matter, I said, kill yourself. Don't talk to me anymore. And that's when I blocked his ass from everything. Not and then he went on Facebook and was like, oh, she blocked me. And da 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 da. Come on, yo. Grow up.
Yeah. That is ugh. Boy, man. So I'm glad I'm out the game. So glad.
But that comes from his mother. His mother didn't make him a man. So he's a crybaby. So now when rejection comes, he don't know how to take the rejection.
Yeah. I'm learning that. And I think, like, you know, Shannon and I, we have a show, like, you know, that's supposed to be coming up about, like, people and rejection and stuff like that. Because I'm starting to notice that a lot of men and women alike, but, you know, specifically right now, since we're talking about men, for men, the reason why they can't handle rejection, we can't handle rejection, is because we have so many fucking options. Like, you can pull out your phone, you can go on Twitter, you can go in your text messages, you can go out to bars, you can there's just way too many options for us that if we are rejected, we can just go and get more. That's just always been a thing.
The thing is with him, I feel like his rejection is no woman don't want him. And because when I dated him, he was living at home. So he probably saying, you know what, you're the only woman that accepted me living at home with my mother. So I should just come back to you. But then I said to myself, no, stupid. You need somebody to be your match. Facts. If I got my own place, you got to have your own place. If I'm making $50,000, you better be making $100,000. That's how the shit go for me. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, that's only me. I can't speak for nobody else.
No, but the thing. You're honest about it because you set your standard and you've honestly made, you know, you've had your requirements. A lot of people will go into it just like, you know what, like, I can work with this and make the most out of it. Like, no, I don't want to keep making the most out of it. Like, I need you to come with what the fuck I want. Like you said, if he's not making 100K, like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not taking 70K. I asked for a fucking 100. Like, give me a fucking 100. And if you can't do it, then so what? You'll be all right. Somebody wants you, just not me.
Right. But,
I don't know, man. But it's just, that's crazy to think about. I guess Alex, he didn't want to come up. Like, you know.
Yeah, hopefully, Alex. Is he still in?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, there he go. Oh, and Cloud Chase. Okay.
Okay, you got two.
She commented too. Yeah, she had commented too.
What's going on? Welcome to Loudmouth.
Oh, hey, Alex. Well, Deshaun. Because that's what it's saying.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Sorry. Welcome to Loudmouth Stereo, man. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
That's good. I'm Greg, and you know my co-host, the leader of the show, is Shane. So,
great. Like I was chiming in, listening to y'all talk, and me and Black is Love already had this conversation, like what, a couple of days back, about the same exact issue.
We
talked for a good minute.
So I understand
where you're coming from. I already talked to you, so I already know the situation with you and old boy, all that. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I have my own take on that. You know, been around it most of my half adult life, because I can't say full adult life because I'm only 35, so I can't say a full adult life yet.
It feels like it's full shit. I am not enjoying my 30s. I'm ready for some 40s, maybe the.
Well, you could take my 40, because I'll be 40 in December, and I'm gonna say I'm 29. So
listen, I think after 26, you shouldn't be entertaining anybody who feels like they need a break.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because when I need a break from paying rent, I can't take it. When I need
facts,
utilities, I can't take it. When I need a break from work, I just want a vacation. I can't take it. So what makes you think I'm about to take a break from someone I'm supposed to be doing life with?
Yeah.
Yes.
But a lot of people are like that, though. I think the reason why people want to take breaks is because they don't want to lose the person that they already know, so they don't have to learn new people. They're like, you know what, I want to fuck around a little bit, but you know what, I can always go back to you because you know me. You know, Black is Love mentioned that earlier, like, you know, the reason why, you know, he was coming back to her was because he knew she didn't even really, I don't want to say you accepted him for what he was, like, you already knew the package before it even arrived at your doorstep. You're like, hey, I ordered Amazon and Amazon showed up. I'm cool with that because I expect it. But him going out and meeting somebody new, imagine him going and be like, yo, I like you, and the girl like him, they think that they like him or whatever, and then they find out, hey, he live at home with his mama. They're like, oh, well, that's a little bit different. I don't think I really want that. So you know, for him, that's his, you're his comfort zone. And I think a lot of women have to deal with that with us men, where, you know, you guys are our comfort zone. So I guess since I have another guy on the panel, like Deshaun, how do you feel about that? Do you feel like women are like our comfort zone, so to speak? Or
Because as soon as you said that, I cringed because I hear my wife say that to me every other damn day. So like I live that moment every day. So I always hear it because like me and my wife, we've been together, married from 6, together from 16.
Wow.
So, you know,
congratulations.
You know, we had a lot of ups and downs, all that stuff. But at the same time, it also did take one break. And that one break we took wasn't even that long. It was like 4 or 5 days. And we came to realize that it was stupid because we do the same. We had the same friends. We live in the same town. Everybody knows me. Everybody knows her. And we just reverted back to being with each other after that. There was like if I lived in a different town and she lived in town, we took a break. Yeah, maybe we probably been back together. But I knew her family. She knew my family. I knew her friends and cousins. She knew my friends and cousins. There was no way that we were not going to meet back up and talk or be around each other because we knew so many people. There was no way that we could get around from, oh, I'm not never going to see her again. I might go to the west side of where I'm from. She's going to be there. Her family lives over that side. I cannot not see her. But we end up talking and fixing it. But yeah, she tells me now, like, it's the same thing. She's like, you know, I think you made me your comfort zone when we first were together. And I was like, I don't think so. Because I was like, I was like, you got to think about it. Before I met you, I had a girlfriend and I had a side chick and you had a boyfriend and we broke up with all of them to be together. I was like, so I don't think you're a comfort zone because I had options and I left off options.
All right.
Oh, he's talking spicy now. Okay. Oh, all right. I see it.
Yeah, me and my wife's lifestyle can literally be turned into a Lifetime special. I swear, I would love one. It would have to be like 30 parts. I swear.
Hey, as long as it's not a Tyler Perry production, I'm completely with you, bro.
Like, first of all, I don't want Tyler Perry, and I don't want what's her name? Wendy Williams. I don't want neither one of them two to choose nobody for me because I'm already brown skinned. Don't you cast a light skinned ass Puerto Rican dude for me? Hell no, don't do that. That's not me. Don't do that stupid shit. I don't need to be cast wrong. I play my own part. I play me and my own shit. Don't do
that. I hear that. So, yeah, Shannon, you know,
when people get comfortable with, you know, a woman that they know, that they feel like they can go back to, that park pussy.
Did you call it park pussy?
Because men who feel like this woman is someone I can trust, someone I don't have to worry about being in the streets a lot. I don't have to worry about nobody else also coming and being in her. I know how I leave it is how I'm going to come back to it. It's called park pussy.
Well, he thinks it's park pussy.
Well, some of the times it is park pussy because this is not the ones that treats that out and about. You know, I'm going to see them at the club. I'm going to see this lounge. I'm going to see him over here. But like, though, he knows that this woman over here minds her business. She works. Handles her business. She comes home and she's very chill. A lot of women are in relationships with males who live single, but they know that they are park pussy. And whenever he gets tired, at least he'll be here. And that
I think needs to be on a t-shirt.
Listen, yeah, that dude,
fucking t-shirt.
That's not.
I might work on that tomorrow.
I don't know no man that's sitting waiting for a woman and not testing other women.
That dumb motherfucker, I know.
I do. I know one. I got a friend in Charlotte that's like that right now. He's just waiting for the right one. He don't even entertain women like that. He might get on Facebook and say certain things that because he has a lot of female friends. People get on Facebook and say, you know, the things that they told him and things that he's seen over the course of years. He was explaining his side and how he feel about it. But my boy has been single since 2015.
Oh, wow.
He had entertained the fact that nothing like that. He had entertained the fact that women would try to talk to him, date him, it's cool and all to him, but he kind of just wants to be settled down, but he won't be settled down with the right person. So he just, he's not out here in the streets. And it's like, I had like I said, before I met my wife, kind of doing with my wife, I was still talking to certain women here and there. I was entertaining them, being stupid because I was fucking young. Him, when I met him, he had a girlfriend. When they broke up, that was it for him. He was like, well, I guess I'm just going to be single for a while. And he ended up being single for a good minute, and it has not bothered him not one time.
Wow. Yeah.
But see, the best part I got from that is the fact that he was single for a while, which means he was actually learning to be alone and be by himself in order to figure out exactly what the fuck he wants. A lot of people don't want to do that shit. And, you know, like the title of the show, like, you know, about like breaks and stuff like that. A lot of people need breaks because there are a lot of serial daters out here who don't know how to be alone. So like, you know what? Like, shit, like, what you mean we got to take a break? Like, all I know is relationship. All I know is to date. So like, I don't want to be alone. And people aren't like man or woman enough to say, you know what? I can't be alone. I need somebody around at all times in order to validate me and, you know, this. So
that's kind of me. That's kind of me. Like, the longest relationship I had before my wife was 2 years. The longest time I didn't date nobody was for 2.5 years. So it was like, it was kind of thing. Like I told Black Girl before, I used to be the quiet dude in my high school. Nobody knew me. Only people who knew me was people to grow with. Once I started like having sex and started being known and like Love said, being passed over, I was being passed around and didn't realize it. I was young. I was getting ass. I wasn't trying to think about nothing else. I realized that I don't like being alone. And now that I'm older, I don't even like dating. I don't want to date again because I don't want to get to know people and get to know dislikes or likes now, because the way people mind things different, the relationships don't last long. And I don't want to go through, oh, I know your favorite color, I know your family, you this, and then we break up 2 weeks later. What was the point of that? That was a waste of time. So like, I don't like being alone. And if I end up being alone, it's going to be a long time before I start dating somebody again. Like, it's going to be, I already told my friend, I'm like, once I'm alone again, that is it. I'm just going to just not date. I'm like, I will entertain people. I will have fun, talk to them. I said, but like sex relationship wise, you know, nah, I'm cutting that all short. That's not even happening.
Absolutely. Black is love. You know, how do you feel about that? Like, you know, in terms of what Deshaun said, like, were you a little bit the same or were you completely different?
What I should have did when he broke up at 16, I should have blocked him like my friends told me to. But I didn't do that. What I was doing was, okay, we broke up, but we could still be friends. But then he's like, okay, we can be friends. So that year and a half, he thinking, all right, cool, she ain't dating nobody, which I wasn't. And then I started talking to somebody new, and he went bananas. Oh, I'm going to hit him up on Facebook, and I'm going to tell him that I still love you. I said, well, go ahead, stupid.
I can't.
Damn. He cheat the full Drake. Like,
and then he was like, oh. And then I said, well, go ahead and hit him up. I'll give you his direct number. If you want to call him. And he like, huh? And I said, no, you popping that shit. But see, he's a mouth talker. Yeah. He talked that shit, but can't walk that shit. So then when me and the guy broke up, then that's when we tried again. And that's my friend. That's when I promised myself, if it don't work out that time, I wasn't coming back no more. And I didn't. But still to this day, he still was chasing me. I told you, we argued to this morning. Damn. How you hit me up this morning at 8 in the morning? You ain't even wash your face and brush your motherfucking teeth. And then you gonna text me talking about some good morning. We need to have a talk. Talk about what? Like, what are we talking about? So, and then he was like, oh, are you still taking? I said, yeah. And then he was like, oh, you ain't gonna never break up with him. I said, it doesn't matter if I do break up with him. I ain't coming back to your bitch ass.
Oh, my Lord. So, you know, that's a great one.
Today, officially blocked him today. Like, I'm done. I'm tired.
So you were doing the right thing by blocking him. So, you know, before we wrap up, I want to give everybody like just 1 minute to kind of like just to answer the question. And, you know, obviously tell people where they can follow you on social media. But the question is, you know, can you come back after a break, or would you come back after a break? So
no.
We'll start with Black is Love. Like,
no, if you can't. No, hell no, hell no.
She didn't even let the question get out.
Girl, hell no, don't go back. Abort the damn mission. Damn.
Okay. Deshaun, what about you, bro?
I can't say abort the mission. Like I said, I went on break with my wife, and it kind of made us better when we did it. Even though I probably was the worst option for her at that time, but the dude she was before was way worse than me.
Mm.
So I really can't say yeah, do it, and I can't say no, don't do it. I guess it's really all deception on if you really think you can make it work, or you think that it's over and you're ready to move on. You just got to choose which side you want. You just can't teeter totter in the middle.
Okay, that's a perfect response. So, you know, the host of the show, the lady of the show, Shan, you know, I don't get to say so because I'm married, so I have a dog in this fight. But Shan, you know, so Shan, you know, the question obviously not only gets posed to you, but you get to wrap up the show for us as the host of the show. So Shan, can you come back after the breakup?
I will say all of my exes, I could come back. Did I want to, or does it matter, or did it make it better? No. So I say, once you feel like you need to leave it, leave it. You know? Unless a person is really showing you growth and difference, and y'all have like a legit connection, and you would do for this person if they were butt naked with nothing, because they are deserving. But if it ain't that, no.
Okay.
No.
Well, oh, and we have a voicemail. We're going to play this voicemail, and then we're going to get up out of here. You know, Shan's going to do the exit. So let me just go ahead and hit that button.
Hey, shout out to the panel for this amazing title. To answer the question real quick with my two cents. Like, I mean, I absolutely do believe that you can go back after a break. But it's more like, why would you want to? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of enduring about to take place if you go back somewhere that you obviously left because it was a problem. And I think a lot of times when it comes to relationship, once we separate from that mate for a little while, we start to remember the good times. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers start ringing a bell. You start thinking about the shit you miss. You understand what I'm saying? You forget about that bad shit that made you say, hey, get the fuck away from me, bro. You forget about that shit. It get light. You dig? So now I don't believe in returning nowhere that I left. You dig?
Absolutely. Shout out to Heaven Sent. We got one more from Josh.
Damn, I'm late. Y'all about to end it, and I just came in the chat.
Yeah, we're about to actually wrap it up. Shan, you know, you can obviously, you know, you can come back on tomorrow or Saturday because we got two more shows. We got one on Friday and we got one on Saturday. But Shan's going to explain that while we exit. So, with that being said, Shane, you take the floor.
So, this is about my scenario. We only record on Wednesdays and Saturdays, but we decided to give y'all a hot 60-minute for Thursday, and we have a hot 60-minute tomorrow with a different topic. We pull people up from the audience, which is something we never do, but we enjoyed it. It was pretty good. If you would like to join us tomorrow, we'll be back here at 9 o'clock. We'll be live. This is actually on a podcast. So Loudmouth Stereo Podcast. You can look it up on your podcast platforms. You can also find Greg's show, Young Black and Bothered, as an actual podcast on your podcast platforms. And my show, She Gets It Podcast, which is also a podcast. And we merged. We made Loudmouth Stereo for Scary. So we will be back Saturday also with a collab show with The Looking Glass with E. Ruth and Kev. So you could come back on Saturday also. It'll be about 10 o'clock, 9:30-ish. We'll be on here on Saturday. So we're here. We appreciate y'all coming up. And we got another message in the box. And then we go close up the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. Appreciate it.
Same here.
We appreciate it.
I might pop into y'all 60 minutes tomorrow right after I do my podcast. My podcast ends at right at 8 o'clock, so I'll pop in with y'all, see what y'all talking about.
That's good money.
You know, shout out your social media and your podcast, man. Like, you know, we share the wealth around here.
Oh, okay. Like I said, my name on here is Deshaun, but I am one half of a host of a tag team duo to host a wrestling podcast on Fridays.
It is called the Ultra Hills Podcast with a Z at the end. We talk about all wrestling, regular things that happen out the day. We just give people a laugh and a joke for a while. We going 5 years strong on YouTube, Google streaming, Spotify. We're a little bit of everywhere now. You can catch me on social media. You can actually look at it through my Instagram on here because my social media is Alex the OGST Hill. And my Twitter is Andre3Stacks. And you can catch me on either one of those two. I'm normally going by the name of the Stanley of podcasting because I've been doing it for so long and I'm so used to talking on radio and doing stuff that I'm always everywhere. I have a bit of knowledge about a lot of things. So if you want me on your show to give a little bit of knowledge from my side of you, I will give it to you. And if you just want to talk about anything random, I'm down for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what about you, Miss Black is Love?
I just pop up. I can be on stereo today and I won't be on till next week. So I'm not really a podcaster. Like people call me and say, oh, you're busy. And I'm like, yeah, won't you schedule the show before you just call my phone? But, you know, yeah, so I just be up on here sometimes.
Okay. Well, hopefully you want to hear more and, you know, you come back for more episodes. So okay, hopefully we see you again, you know. But, you know, as usual, Shane, you know, she gets the exit. So, you know, I guess I'll give it this week. So thanks again for everybody, you know, for coming in tonight, listening, leaving voicemails, things like that. But if you want to come back tomorrow, come back Saturday. But until then, we will see you later. Have a good evening.
Peace.
See you later. Peace.
Peace out.
Peace.
Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com/YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.